Medicare annual enrollment is now through December 7th. If you're open to exploring your Medicare options or are considering changing your plan, contact licensed insurance agent Rick Yale. Rick is local, offers assistance at no cost to you, and is here to help you find the Medicare plan that best meets your needs and budget. There are a lot of new options, including $0 PPO plans with major carriers. These $0 Medicare plans include drug coverage, dental, and vision. So call Rick now, 312-953-8663, or visit rickyale.com. Additional supplemental plans are also available. Choosing an insurance plan can be difficult. Rick makes it easy. Visit rickyale.com or call Rick now at 312-953-8663.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state. Sales agents may be compensated based on enrollment. No obligation to enroll.
Call Rick now, 312-953-8663, or visit rickyale.com.
The seasons are changing, and you can feel it in your bones, can't you? Especially in that knee, the one that's sore already. And then comes colder weather, and then comes the I word. You know, ice. Is that a thing, the I word? I think it should be. With a bad knee, you're not so good on that stuff. Let's get you ready for all of that by taking a trip, no pun intended, to the Joint Relief Institute. Their doctors and staff will look at your knee and see where the tissue's gone. They put a lubricant into that spot that's hurting you, and this procedure works. It's quick, painless, non-surgical, and then with less pain, you're ready to tackle this fall and winter. Imagine you walking and jogging and I-word skating, or whatever it is you want to do, painlessly. That first visit is free, and they'll give you help with the insurance, too. Visit JointReliefInstitute.com. That's JointReliefInstitute.com. Everyone ready for some pain relief? Say aye. And then call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, I haven't given up on Wick or his brother Blake. I mean, we gave up on him today, but we'll try to connect with him in a week or two. Because, Matt, I don't know if you heard us, we were talking witchcraft earlier.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping there was a spell to help me out with my tee shot.
Matt McEntee is the brains behind Green Golf Partners. They manage golf courses around the country. How many golf courses, Matt?
Well, now we're actually part of Troon Golf. So we're the largest. We're 550 locations around the world.
Wow. When are we going to go golfing in Ireland together? Do you think that's ever going to happen?
I sure hope so, because I love those trips you put together.
Yeah, and I know you golfed there not too long ago, but, well, it's been more than a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that one of the things, normally I'm over there in the fall, and I was talking to some friends in Northern Ireland, golfers, and, you know, as soon as it clears up, I think that'll be one of the destinations that's top on my list.
Okay, so the Masters is underway. Kevin Powell is in sports.
Well, my first question was if Augusta National was under the umbrella of the Green Golf Partners, but I don't think that's the case. I was going to see if Matt can get us a foursome for Augusta.
He probably could.
You know what, Kevin? If it was, we'd be there.
And can I tell you, I like the two of you so much that I would not golf with you because it would ruin your day.
Yeah. But Matt, well, I thought, you know, look, obviously everything in 2020 is just so different right now, but I thought it was obviously unique watching it in November, but there was certain holes where, you know, watching it on TV where you just saw a lot of different things on a particular hole because there weren't any spectators there. So you're so used to seeing a hole and what it should look like when you have fans all around. It just was sort of different. I kind of liked it in a different kind of way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think between the fans and the stands being down, it's going to provide, it'll provide the viewers with a real look. A couple of years, well, probably more than that, I'm old, but maybe 10 years ago I played there, and I think one of the things when you think of Augusta is you see it through the eyes of the Masters. And when you're there, like 16, 15, around 9 green, there's so many spots where there's stands and fans that you don't realize there's all these great sight lines, and there's quite a bit of turf out there. So it's really funky without it, I think, in a good way.
What do you think of Tiger today? It's always great anytime we see Tiger Woods in contention at Augusta.
Oh, yeah, he was magnificent. And it's so interesting that he's been playing not all that great, obviously. He hasn't played much. When he has played, it hasn't certainly been anything special. And then Augusta, he's got that magic. You know, he's like Jack Nicklaus. He's got something when he steps on the ground. And I think if he's in contention, it would be last year was probably, for a lot of people, the best Masters they've ever seen, certainly a lot of younger people.
It's funny if people who've watched him grow up in many ways to now look at him as the aging veteran trying to hang on. You know what I mean? I guess as we get older, we see those people. But when I was a younger kid watching golf, they were always older than me, or I didn't see them as their rookies or things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that as well. And think of it this way, Steve. I mean, it was about this time of the year, so the Masters is in November, which is strange. And it was about this time of year, 10 or 12 years ago, that he kind of, his star faded because he got in a little trouble.
Right.
And true American fashion, he's probably forgiven and beloved. It's an incredible story.
Well, for me, Tiger, just as I started playing golf, is when he was hitting his prime. And it is cool for me to see and hear from guys like Justin Thomas and even Rory and Brooks Koepka and all the younger guys who are just in awe of the fact that they get to play with Tiger Woods. They sound as how I would sound if I had a chance to play with Tiger Woods. I mean, inspired an entire generation of golfers.
Yeah, well, and think about it this way, too. Like, take Michael Jordan, for instance. You know, your basketball career is not quite as long. Look at how long a golf career. It spans so long that some of the greatest players in the world talk about being a kid and idolizing Tiger. There was a Shane Lowry interview this week, and they asked him what his favorite moment was, and he said, nothing modern, but he said as a kid, they loved him so much they'd stay up all night to watch the Masters so they could see Tiger. And there hasn't really been a lot of, in any sport, anybody that's as transcendent as he is.
Okay, so I want to talk about another guy because Kevin just, another one-word name, he said Rory. And Rory McIlroy, you brought up Northern Ireland, has such a great reputation. He's the world's number one golfer for so long or for a time. I don't think I've ever seen him win a tournament. I mean, every time I sit down to watch a tournament, I'm rooting for Rory McIlroy. My partner's a big Irish guy, and he's not. When's the last time he won a tournament?
Well, he's won recently.
I mean,
the issue for him, he's had, ever since the quarantine, he's struggled, right? So he's one of the guys that was one of the better players in the world before the pandemic hit, and when the tour restarted, for whatever reason, he's been struggling, although his wife, they had a baby, Poppy, a baby girl. But this, I'm a huge fan of Rory's, and I worry that the Masters might end up being, to him, what the PGA was to Arnold, in terms of winning the career Grand Slam, because he's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to diminish his accomplishments. I just feel like, maybe he's always up there in the money and things like that, but I just don't recall the last time I saw him win a tournament. But you know a lot more about it than I do. By the way, I was in Ireland for Rory's wedding. I mean, I was in Ireland, but I wasn't invited to the wedding, but we were there.
You weren't at Ashford
right,
for the wedding?
No, I could see it from where I was standing. So last time we talked about how golf was just gangbusters during the pandemic, got kind of a slow start. It was banned in Illinois for a time, but once it reopened, you couldn't find a tee time. You've been blessed with really nice weather in November. I think, what were we saying last year at this time? It was 17 degrees. And here we were in the 70s just a day or two ago. I would imagine the crunch has continued for golf courses.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Last weekend, as an example, I was hoping to play one of the city golf courses, and there wasn't a tee time available anywhere all weekend. I mean, it's unlike anything anybody's seen, certainly in recent memory. And today again, 55 degrees maybe, and every place was jammed. I think it's there is also a sincere desire to get outside.
Well,
as you can imagine.
But it's just fantastic because, and other conversations have been about how golf courses are hurting. And it's a pandemic is terrible, obviously. But look at this. Something nice grows out of it. Matt McEntee from Green Golf Partners. Where do people find more information about your courses, Matt?
I would go to www.troon.com.
Great. We'll talk again.
All right, man. Thanks. Watch the Masters. Enjoy it.
We'll be watching. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.
Hi, folks. Orion here again, and my friends at Gary Lang are giving thanks with extra savings to you during the Gary Lang Subaru Customer Appreciation Event going on this month. Get savings like never before on over 2,000 vehicles on their 23-acre site. New Subaru Imprezas, Legacies, Crosstreks, Foresters, Outbacks, and more, all in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Or stay at home and shop for your feast of savings online with their exclusive Express car buying system. Save thousands on your new Subaru right from the Thanksgiving dinner table. And it's quick and easy at GaryLangSubaru.com. Simply go to GaryLangSubaru.com or Gary Lang Subaru on Route 31 between Crystal Lake and McHenry. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
If you're purchasing a new home, refinancing your existing home, or securing a reverse mortgage, call Team Hochberg at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com.
As a dad, you wear many hats in the family. Coach, chef, teacher, friend, handyman, and let's not forget, hero. But now it's time to take off the hats and put on your mask and turn yourself into a superhero. Wearing a mask protects your little ones and big ones and helps stop the spread of coronavirus. Be that superhero in your family. For more information, visit DuPageHealth.org/COVID-19. Hashtag do your part, DuPage.
News Nation on WGN America. If you want to believe the news, watch news you can believe in. Get facts, not opinions. News, not talk. Watch News Nation every night at 7 on WGN America. In Chicagoland, find WGN America on cable channels Xfinity 223, AT&T UVerse 1180, WOW 262, and RCN 629, and on satellite DirecTV 307 and Dish 239. It's your news, your nation.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Thanks very much for that. As I said earlier, I was really disappointed with the phone connection with Wick Malloway, our witch. We'll just make him the show's witch. And so we'll try to talk to him coming up again soon. I am going to take a few days off, much deserved, I would think, don't you think? And so Eric Runga is going to be here. I'm really looking forward to hearing how he does, because I know he'll be great. Eric is a wonderful guy, works at Channel 9, obviously, and used to do some fill-in here from time to time. But Eric Rung will fill in tomorrow and then a couple of days next week. And I know tomorrow he's going to talk to Dr. Allison Arwoody. It will be interesting to hear what she has to say, given the travel advisory, not the travel, but the stay-at-home advisory that was put into place by Mayor Lightfoot today. We've got time for one last story on this Thursday evening. WGN-TV's Aaron Ivory tells us about women at a retirement community who've discovered the joy of woodworking to escape the isolation of the pandemic.
Arlea Bennett and Mandy Stewart were on their daily walk when they stumbled upon an open door.
That's interesting. We saw the door open. We said, we're going in.
That was the day the gals took over the wood shop.
It's going to be loud.
We decided, you know, let's go down here, make a big mess.
For years, men in the retirement community had dominated the space, piled high with hammers, saws, and stacks of discarded wood.
Started messing around and finding all this wood and thinking, oh my God, you know, I could make all kinds of stuff out of this stuff.
The next morning, Arlie and Mandy bellied up to the work table.
It's incredible. If you just sit and think about it, you can take any object and turn it into something else.
The two women finding solace in all those scraps.
She works painting on wood. And I started out making flowers out of Coke cans.
It's a great diversion in terms of something totally different to do.
I might get this piece done this afternoon.
And you're not just sitting in your house.
They've been meeting here nearly every day for 8 months now, long enough to craft everything from spring flowers to smiling snowmen.
Put them all around here. Cheer up, people.
The men still show up, but the gals, they've taken over most of the tables and now the playlist.
people come down, because now the word is out and people come in and look because they want to see what are they doing.
Is that good?
I've never had so much fun ever.
In a time when loneliness runs rampant, Arlie and Mandy have found a way to keep busy while spreading smiles by gifting every new project they create.
We stay very, very busy, you know, just doing things we love to do.
That's going to wrap things up.